What item did you bring in today?
Today I brought in aspects from my drag career, local in town, and aspects of my volunteer work with the UP Center of Champaign County, including certificates, special event permits, a few event flyers and booklets, as well as some Southern Illinois Pride Fest materials from Carbondale.
How long have you done drag events?
I've performed in drag since 2011, but mostly on the West Coast. I moved here in 2017, and the drag community was one of the first communities that I engaged in here, particularly at C Street, where we did talent nights for newer drag queens. And then we also did fundraisers for organizations like the Greater Community AIDS Project. And once C Street closed, the drag scene tended to move towards 51 Main. Currently, the drag scene doesn't have a very regular venue, and they've rebranded themselves as CU Fabulous Entertainment to find performance venues that can be cohesively branded.
How many events do they have per year right now, and what venues have they been at?
The drag shows are very sporadic at this point. It's not very consistent. I did several of the drag shows for this past Pride where we worked with Seven Saint. We used their outdoor patio to do a drag show, and it started raining at the very last moment, but luckily it was the last number and the drag queen enjoyed being wet, so it worked out well. Aside from that, we also do drag brunch as part of Pride at City View at the MTD terminal, and that went well as well. Aside from that, there have been drag shows at Neal Street Blues. 51 Main still does some at their new location. There have been shows at Blackbird in Urbana, at the Red Herring on campus. And Hillel on campus does a Purim show every year as a benefit to the UP Center generally. I was involved in the first one, but not the second. Hillel had hired a new rabbi named Ari, who was trying to increase LGBTQ visibility and acceptance and programming for Jewish students. My involvement in the first one was pretty much, one, I identified the performers and the DJ and kind of helped develop the concept of doing drag as storytelling, where each section of the story would have a drag counterpart to exhibit that general feeling. This was back when 51 was still doing drag shows and doing open talent nights. It was kind of an opportunity for a lot of the queens that were still doing open talent nights without regular bookings to kind of participate in drag. And then DJ Silky was the one who did the sound. The local drag shows tend to be kind of either house-based, so there have been several Carrington reviews, as Carrington is one of the predominant houses in the area, or kind of smaller events, like the Red Herring had 3 to 4 drag performers for it.
You talk a little bit about your involvement in the UP Center here in Champaign and kind of the history of your involvement with it and what they're working on right now.
I started volunteering for the UP Center fall of 2017 after Pride. I had performed in the Friday night drag show for that and became friends with the now president, William Blanchard. My involvement was predominantly that I knew how to work off of grants and do bookkeeping, and that was one of the deficits that they were currently facing at the time. The UP Center got down to 2 board members at one point. My involvement was kind of a bit of the rebuilding of the board and the internal structure. I recently resigned from the UP Center. We got a 90% increase in our grant from the Champaign County Mental Health Board. We've brought continuing education credits down for professionals for treating trans and gender nonconforming clients for mental health, and I'm still involved in some of that for medical treatment. We did a homeless youth drive and visited Project Oz in Bloomington Normal to kind of identify the needs that street youth would have. We do weekly youth groups for ages 13 to 18, kind of high school age. If they don't have resources or support networks, we try to foster and build those. One of the things with the Up Center is we kind of work as a community center for the LGBTQ people in town, and so there's a little bit of everything that we do. We also do Pride. I guess one of the ways that I was specifically involved was I worked at improving record keeping, and I also was able to get back in contact with the founder of the Up Center and kind of get a lot of institutional knowledge on how it was founded, a lot of documents that were necessary for us to continue, and I redid our insurance policies.
Have like changes in funding for the Up Center or like changes in venues for the drag community, has that affected any like cohesiveness or like unity of the drag community or community in Champaign-Urbana?
I think one of the things that the Up Center has kind of struggled with is involvement. As more businesses, more bars, more areas become more accepting, there's kind of less pressure to be a unified force. With the drag community in particular, I think that there's kind of a lack of resources because there's not one venue that is consistent, and there's not a venue that necessarily has worked with drag performers before, and it's sometimes a little bit of a unique dynamic because you need changing rooms, sound systems. Drag can be expensive if you're making your own outfits, doing your own makeup, doing your own hair, buying your own shoes. It's hard to do that if you're not breaking even. It's turned much more into how do we promote each other and make sure that everybody is going to each other's events and make sure that we are telling all of our social networks that these events are happening to try to make sure that drag stays alive within this community.